Whatever the resolution of the roadmap, it may come too late for many in the region. As part of a continuing series of commentaries on the Middle East, David Ehrlich says he and many of his fellow Israelis have almost run out of hope.
We are about to celebrate the Jewish New Year. A common greeting here in Israel is Shnat Shalom, a peaceful year. Yet it's hard to find Israelis who believe that Shalom, peace, is coming anytime soon. The only place where optimism was found this week was Shimon Peres's extravagant 80th birthday. The old statesman is still energetic and full of hope. But not only is he far from the wheel, he's the person that many Israelis can't stand. They feel his naive belief in peace at hand led us to the impossible situation we're in now. But I feel that if Ariel Sharon had only a little of Peres's vision, we could have been back on the road to better times. The heart of the matter is that both Palestinians and Israelis have totally lost trust in each other. No side will make the needed compromises when their basic instincts tell them that there is no hope. Many of us Israelis believe that the Palestinian agenda entails the destruction of our country. Their aspiration to return Palestinian refugees to Israel, and not only to a future Palestinian state, means the beginning of our end. This is why Israel has kept assassinating terrorist leaders in response to their gruesome attacks on civilians. The radical Palestinian terrorist organizations are not interested in peace. They believe that violence will gradually pave the road to independence by weakening their enemy. They're so extreme that one cannot even meet them halfway. Those who are moderate, such as the previous Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, are not strong enough to oppose them. The street often prefers the extremists, with a clear, simplistic message of nationalism and war. Meanwhile, we've become so used to violence that it's hard to feel anything anymore. When 20 people were killed last month in a suicide attack on a bus here in Jerusalem, I was hardly moved. I've seen too many of these, too often. Only when I saw a little baby on TV struggling for her life in the hospital, wired and connected by tubes to a battery of instruments, then I burst into a cry that was long overdue. What I feel most of all now is frustration. With Arafat and Sharon at the wheel, we're like kids in toy cars playing the crashing game again and again. What we need is leaders like Peres who believe that peace is possible and won't take war as an answer. Such new leaders will come eventually. I hope that we don't have to wait too long.
The comments of David Ehrlich, who owns a bookstore and cafe in Jerusalem. On Monday, another point of view in the Middle East.